thank you very much for taking the time out to talk to me today.
My pleasure.
And we're going to go through various areas of specifically outsourcing, the markets in India, and of course, what IMS do. So first of all, would you like to give me some background on yourself before we talk about IMS?
Yeah, certainly, Steve. My background is I'm a chartered accountant. So always was in love with numbers. I did my chartered accountancy, went on to do my MBA, and then, started working originally with Mobil Exxon in the oil and gas sector. But I believe I was just meant to get inside business. So the entrepreneurial spirit, I come from a particular culture. And in our region, we just go after businesses. We start businesses of our own.
Which region is that?
That's the state of Gujarat, where I come from, back in India. So Gujaratis are traders. They are business people. While I started working, I always was fascinated to start my own business.
Yeah.
So while working with Mobil, I was not really happy. A 9-to-5 job was not something which I was meant to be doing. That's what I said to myself. So worked there for close to 2 years. But after that, I said, enough of this. Let me come back to India and let me venture out and do something on my own. So that's how, that's how my journey started. Chartered accountancy, MBA, worked with Mobil Oil, and then back to India to start some businesses.
So what was the first business you started?
The first business I started was actually a telemarketing agency. So we used to sell credit cards of Standard Chartered Bank. Financial sector back in India at that time, in early 2000, was still at an infancy. And credit was something which Indians generally frowned upon. If you actually have a credit card at that time, your friends and neighbors and your relatives used to say, you can't have a life with a credit card. So it was something looked down upon. But at that time itself, a lot of foreign banks came inside the country, that the country was opening up. There was a lot of FII investments coming in. And the credit card industry was coming off, and launching itself. So my first business was actually selling credit cards, in the city where I stayed, in Ahmedabad.
Okay.
So that was the first business. And then I went on to add more products to that, range.
But it was always telemarketing.
It was telemarketing.
Inside of India.
Yeah, telemarketing. In fact, inside of India, just focused on that city, Ahmedabad. So we sold credit cards. We sold DMAT accounts. We used to sell home finance products. So that was what the original business was. That's what I started off with.
Okay, and how did that then, it didn't evolve into IMS, but what were the steps that took you to setting up IMS?
So that business actually, failed for me after 2 years. We had an earthquake back in Ahmedabad and that business just shook up. And I wound off that business, but I got quite some insight into telesales from that particular piece of business which was executed. IMS was born much more later. So IMS was born way back in 2006. And the journey between 2001 to 2006 was also very varied. I went into software development for some time. After that, developing software solutions, went into training businesses. So used to do training for telecommunication companies. And also went into accounts outsourcing for a certain period of time with some other partners. IMS came about 2005-06. We had a startup idea. We discussed it with Empresaria at that time, Miles Hunt. And then the rest has been history. We came together, started up IMS in 2006. And, initially started off with a domestic recruitment business, which then went on to, regenerate itself into an offshore recruitment business.
Okay. So could you give me some background on the IMS model?
Yeah, certainly. So today IMS is predominantly in the offshore recruitment space. And when I say offshore recruitment, what we do is we work for recruitment and staffing firms in the Western markets. And we help these recruitment and staffing businesses by bringing efficiency inside their business. So we come in, we understand their processes, we re-engineer those processes. We take certain portion of those processes back to India and have them executed in an offshore environment, help them to bring down their costs, which improves their bottom line, their margin, help them streamline their functions back onshore. So their consultants are able to focus on the more core items or agenda of their business. So that's what we actually do today.
Okay. And the core services that you offer, summarize.
Initially, when we started off, the activities which we did were very transactional in nature. So it was simple stuff, CV formatting, database management. But over the last 10 years, you know, we have evolved our service offerings as well. So today, I mean, besides the transactional piece of just doing database management or job postings or sourcing candidates, we have evolved to be knowledge partners to recruitment and staffing firms, wherein we do the entire 360 degrees as well. So we come across and support recruitment organizations, and we can have a full-fledged 360 degree recruitment outfit back in India, supporting them, executing their business for them. So, and we have also added back office functions of late. So we come in and understand their accounts, their payroll, and we also take that piece and outsource it back to India. So service offering today is very varied.
But the essence would be that you have a consultant, the consultant is trained, you, any consultant, you want them to be making placements, finding new clients.
Yeah.
And by outsourcing to yourselves, you can free up the consultant's time so they can focus more on that core activity.
Exactly. You know, if you go across to understand the core of recruitment business 20 years ago, it was their database. It was their relationship with their candidates and their clients. But, you know, with internet coming in, database becoming all pervasive. So you have got access to information at any point in time. That advantage has now been, you know, that advantage is sort of taken away from the recruitment companies. So today, the core advantage that recruitment companies can leverage on is their business development, their relationship with their end customers and clients. The rest is all transactional in nature, because you can source candidates from the internet, from job boards, through research, through, you know, company mapping. So all of that functions can actually be done offshore, can be done in an outsourced environment. So we leave the recruitment companies doing more strategic stuff, giving direction to their organization, but the rest of the work is, I believe, you know, better off if it's outsourced, given off in an outsourced environment.
So how do you provide the right level of service with the physical disadvantages of outsourcing?
Yeah, so that's the tricky part. You know, so there are two elements to it. One is actually managing the expectations of the recruitment companies as to what can possibly be delivered offshore. And second is, you know, while we manage that expectation, we also keep on growing the deliverables over a period of time. So, you know, they continue to get the ROI which they require. So the first and foremost step towards ensuring this is taking a look at the production data, the existing production data of our clients. So let's say typically a recruitment company comes in today and says, we would like this particular piece of process to be outsourced to you. Let's say sourcing of candidates. The first step is actually understanding what is their internal production data. How do they do it today? How successful are they? What is the productivity of their consultants the way they do it today? Once we get an understanding about those productivity levels, we try to, you know, rework, re-engineer as to what would it possibly be available for them if that piece of work is done back in India.
So you define the base level KPIs of the business.
Yes. So we define the base level KPIs, and it's based on their existing production data. Having serviced more than 130 different recruitment and staffing brands across various sectors, we also have industry averages, which we, you know, map up against and try to understand whether those levels are sustainable, whether they are realistic, or we can actually do more than what the client really wants us to do. And that's how we set up those SLAs. And those SLAs become an integral part of our, you know, engagement of our, of that assignment. We track them on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. We supply our clients with reports. We have review meetings along with the production data, which, you know, we are churning out on a month-to-month basis. And then we have, you know, open conversation, transparent conversations with our clients as to this is what's, you know, being made available to them and how they are, you know, liking the service or their experience of it.